County Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef with past chair Ben Weinheimer in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, RowGrow with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with RowGrow have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with RowGrow, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at RowGrow.com and look for RowGrow at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for RowGrow in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
We're talking now with the past chair of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, Ben Weinheimer. Ben, you've kind of gone through the chairs now, and you're kind of winding down this particular commitment to the U.S. Roundtable. Now, let's talk about, you know, where are we right now? In other words, kind of walk us through. The roundtable has actually progressed, I know, to actually start, I guess, quantifying or giving us mile markers that we can actually are obtainable or actually you can actually kind of almost see and touch along the way for all segments of the beef business.
That's exactly right. And if you look back about a year ago is when the U.S. Roundtable finalized the beef industry sustainability framework. And that's what you're referring to there. That's kind of the guidelines that form the foundation for the different areas that various segments of the supply chain can address when it comes to water, land, and air resources, as well as caring for animals and our employees, and definitely being profitable throughout that entire process. And so we finalized that framework roughly a year ago. And during my tenure as chair, we spent a lot of time really taking that around the country and messaging about, well, what does this framework mean? And it's not by any means meant to be something as a prescriptive measures in terms of what producers should or shouldn't do. It's more about here's some guidelines and here's some ideas about what you can look to evaluate your own operation and see where you might identify areas that are important to you where you want to spend some more time and energy on.
Now, this is literally the entire pipeline from the critter all the way to the table.
Absolutely. The roundtable, just to kind of refresh people's memory, has been around now for about half a dozen years, consists of the entire supply chain from the cow-calf sector through our sector in the feeding industry and all the way to the retailers and consumers. So it's multi-stakeholder in its approach, and the cattlemen throughout this process have had a very strong voice and opportunity to make sure that what the roundtable does really fits within what our industry is all about. And that's doing the best job that we can caring for the cattle, the land, and our people.
You know, I know there are folks out there that have decided to be kind of antagonistic about the roundtable approach, saying that cattle producers maybe being discounted or questioning why a cattle producer should be at the table with, say, an environmental activist, for example.
Yeah, and as we hear that criticism, which there's a whole lot less of it today than there was several years ago, and I think that's because of the people have come to the realization that as the cattlemen got heavily involved in this, the cattlemen have had a very strong voice and what's what needs to be included, what needs to be excluded, and really have helped the roundtable maintain a focus on, you know, the fact that we do have to be profitable if we're going to be in this industry for the long term. And we have a lot of good things that we can message to those organizations, whether they're animal-facing organizations or environmental-facing organizations. We have a lot to be proud of and a lot that we can share with them, and that also things that in turn they can have a better understanding of what it is when we talk about raising cattle on the land and producing beef for U.S. consumers and consumers across the globe. And they can then in turn, build that message on our part, on our behalf, speak on our behalf mm-hmm. to their stakeholders about what the beef industry does to put its best foot forward.
Immediate past chairman of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, Vice President of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, Ben Weinheimer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Big Horn Classic of Superior Livestock happening August 17th through the 21st on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts each day with a video auction at 9 a.m. Central Time. 196,000 head will be offered during the week. For details of the lots that will be sold each day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com for the Big Horn Classic. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.